Steering Committee on Land and Mineral Resources, and I'm from Northwest. I'll allow honorable members to introduce themselves quickly in the department as well. Okay.
Good morning, all. I'm Ellen Curran, a member of the committee representing the Western Cape Council.
Good morning. I'm Zokiswa Nyuta, member of the committee representing Eastern Cape Central.
Good morning, I'm Zui, member of the committee from Mpumalanga Province.
Good morning, Lyle Smith.
Good morning, Jacques Julius, Gauteng.
Good morning, Noma Wethu Qeba from Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Omi Singh, KZN.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Oscar Powell. I'm the committee secretary. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kobus Huster. I'm the content advisor of the committee.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Anya Spindler. I'm the committee secretary.
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Daryl Khan from Eastern Cape. Greetings, members. My name is Kumele Ngema, parliamentary legal advisor. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Julian Yafta. I'm from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. I'm the Acting Deputy Director General for Agricultural Production, Health and Food Safety. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. I'm Lolu Thando Nesongwana, also from the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries, Director Genetic Resources. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Thabo Ramasala, also from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, from the unit Plant Protection, responsible for the Plant Improvement Bill.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kanti Nagia. I'm from Legal Services, DAF.
Good morning, members. My name is Alan Small. I'm State Law Advisor for the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. And my assistant is Chantal Andrews. Thank you.
Can you please know who else is in the house? All of you.
Hi, no, I'm Ivan Collier. I'm from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, I'm Patience. I'm from Mpumalanga, Ethiopia.
Hi, thank you very much, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies, I've got two apologies of the minister and the deputy minister. Or the deputy minister and the DG, the minister. Okay. And the apology of Honorable Mulambo. Okay. Right, thanks. Our agenda is as follows. We'll be looking at the negotiating mandate. Two bills, that's the Plant Improvement Bill, PAB 2050, it's a Section 76, and Plant Breeders' Rights Bill, B11B 2015, also a Section 76 bill.
Chairperson. Sorry for the interruption. Do we have a printed version of the agenda, please?
You don't have copies. All honorable members without agenda. Apology for that. Those administrative challenges. Agenda you just read out, can you just continue with it till the agenda has come to us? Yeah.
I'm seconding, Chair.
Can we deal with this input alphabetically and allow Eastern Cape to read his mandate, negotiating mandate?
Chairperson, rising to prevent the negotiating mandate from the Eastern Cape, and says the province rejects the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape delegate to the OP to vote against the bill based on the following reasons. I will go straight to number three, plant improvement bill. Section 33 of the bill should be modified, change domination to description. The registration costs are not stipulated in the bill. The indigenous knowledge rights of communities must be protected in terms of royalties and associated beneficiation following the development and release of the new varieties. Independent researchers' findings on the effect of the GMOs to small farmers and rural communities in general must be considered. General submission. The word description must be used in the place of domination throughout the two bills, as it is scientifically used word by plant breeders and genetics when describing the important and relevant attributes of plant varieties. The language used in the bill is difficult and cannot be easily understood by the ordinary farmer. The words fern and new are not properly defined in the bill and are confusing. Misgivings regarding the use of genetically modified varieties should be addressed by the national government, such that GMO products are not promoted to the detriment of open pollinated varieties, traditional varieties, and the environment at large. Ensure that the bills were appropriate, are well aligned with the provision of the national policy and regulations on intellectual property and indigenous knowledge property rights as per the Intellectual Property Laws Amended Act of 2013, open bracket, Act number 28 of 2013, close bracket, and the Biodiversity Act 10 of 2004. The bill unfairly requires the payment of money for all aspects related to plant improvement processes. The bill is drafted using jargon, and the language used is not simple enough to be understood by ordinary citizens. It is impossible to understand the bill unless one is in fact trained professional in the subject matter addressed by the bill. The definition of fail in clause one is too wide. The small-scale farmers who have been bartering, trading, and sharing seeds for decades will not have to exchange money to procure their seeds to enable them to feed their families. The administration related to inspection of premises by the register should not unnecessarily inconvenience small-scale farmers. It appears that the bill is driven by commercialization to the exclusion of small-scale farmers. People must be given an opportunity to object and the GMOs removed from the list, that is National Variety List. Indigenous plants are at risk of being owned. Protected varieties should have no tie or ownership after the first sale. This will allow people to reuse, sell, give, share seeds allocated from the protected varieties. There are too many regulations for people waiting to sell seeds or plants at a cost. This does not help poor or starting up small business. New sections should be added in which protection of substance farmers and small enterprise is guaranteed. For example, a clause must be added which states clearly that if a farmer generates less than a certain amount of money from farming, is exempted from regulation of the Act. The fact that farmers are to register and be in possession of certificate is limiting people's potential and contrary to Vuvuzenzele call. A clause which specifies that if a farmer swipes or exchanges the seeds,
I'm sorry for the intervention and put me out of order if I'm out of order. My understanding of the process is that we are dealing with the mandate coming from provinces, and as I'm representing Mpumalanga, this forum don't have a right even to discuss or review. So when it is my turn, I'll be presenting the position of my province in a summary form without getting to the details, because in any way we're not going to subject it to a discussion, we're not going to review it, because the position of the province. So my take is that once you allow any rep from the province, it's just to present the view of the province, because we've had deliberations, there's happened in provinces, at this level, we went to provinces, so well, but I'm at your mercy to do it out of order if I'm out of order.
Indeed, you are right, Honorable Members. I was, of course, expecting just the permanent delegate to raise that matter. However, we did listen to what the Honorable Members have just said, bringing the view of the province. Can we take it and allow permanent delegate from Eastern Cape give us the mandate, make a presentation of the mandate of the Eastern Cape.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson.
We'll hand it over to the permanent delegate member who is representing Eastern Cape in the NCOP.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Based on the presentation made by the member from the Eastern Cape, the Eastern Cape rejects the bill. Thank you.
So the Eastern Cape's position is the rejection of thank you, Chair Chairman. We'll go to the next province, which is Free State. And Free State permanent delegate is not here. So what we'll do, we'll just read the mandate he is here. I'll delegate the secretary just to read it for the committee. If there is a negotiating mandate with a particular clause, a specific one, which wants to be incorporated, the support with, we will appreciate if that is highlighted. Can Secretary just lead us?
Thank you, Chairperson. The Free State's mandate supports the Plant Improvement Bill, BAP, but supports it with amendments. The Free State has made a few amendments, or proposed a few amendments, which the committee has to deal clause by clause and vote on the matter. The first the first proposed amendment is in the definition of business should provide for explicit exemption of small farmers. The provision for an exemption from the application of the Act was referred to in Clause 9, Subsection 1, read with Clause 19(1) is inadequate as it would only occur when and as determined by the minister by notice in the Gazette. That is their first proposed amendment. The procedure to follow would be that the members of the committee would now engage the parliamentary legal advisor, state law advisor, and the departmental legal advisor on this clause once the matter has been discussed thoroughly to the satisfaction of the committee. Provinces will have to vote on whether to accept or reject this amendment. We have to do that with each amendment proposed by that province. It will take 5 provinces to include that amendment, and to accept anything less than 5 will be to reject the proposed amendment. So on the first proposed amendment that I've read, members can either engage the legal advisors present or proceed to vote on it. It lies before the committee, the first proposed amendment of the Free State Legislature.
Honorable members. Time to look at or to hand it over to the legal affair.
I could not get the instructions before voting for me. What is paramount to me is that the chairperson will be taking consideration of all the concerns coming from the provinces. I wanted to hear that before we vote.
All the issues will be captured in our minutes. I'm just awaiting the honourable members whether you are happy with that proceeding, or should we hand it over to legal, or are we moving from there from honourable
chair? I do propose that it be handed over to legal so that we can hear what they comment.
Thank you.
Chairperson, can I just quickly find out something on the Free State submission? I see they support it. Is it with or without amendments, or what I'm saying? Because we need to discuss the amendments, and on Free State, I don't see it.
Legal advice. Free State.
Chairperson, both councils, the Free State support the bills with proposed amendments, and the amendments are listed just beneath the mandate. Yes. It's on the mandate.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the first two presentations that have been raised, negotiating mandates that have been raised for the Eastern Cape and the Free State, for me, generally looking at both of them, the main clauses that they are making requests for consideration is on clause one in respect of the definition for self. It appears in both of them, Chairperson, and I think generally also the second thing that I noted was the issue that the registration fees and other fees that the bill speaks to for them is quite problematic. Legally speaking on those issues, Chairperson, in respect of clause one and the consideration of negotiating mandate, the committee may look at the definition for sale and as to how they are indicating that it seems to be problematic, as they say, it seems to be rather broad, and suggestions are possibly that maybe the part B of the definition be omitted, as according to the submission, it basically indicates that it goes broader than what needs to be done, and it sort of excludes what the people at large have already been enjoying in terms of how they've dealt with this process in both the plant breeding and in plant improvement. The second issue on the registration fees, Chairperson, or any other fees which are regulatory fees that come onto both of the bills, I think it's a clear position in terms of how the Constitution as well as the judgment has spoken to it, because I think the issue may have been that there's either suggest that because there are those fees that are to be appropriated or received by the department, because they are not necessarily in terms of the Section 77 fees or charges or taxes. It is regulatory administrative charges which are constitutionally and legally acceptable. So it's not constitutionally wrong for the bill before the committee to speak to such fees in guiding how the conduct of the people must be regulated and how to ensure that they comply in terms of enforcement. So for me, Chairperson, I think from the two that have come out, the main clauses that then the committee would need to look into is clause one with the definition of said, whether the committee wants to make any proposals in line with the submission, or they would prefer to leave the definition as is. The department may also maybe come in to explain what is the extent of the definition selling in respect of both bills. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, can we hand over to the department or any proposal from the department?
Chairperson, thank you, and thank you to the honorable members. We will make an attempt to give a response, but you also appreciate that this is the first time that we actually see the detail of the negotiating mandate, and so we are at a bit of a disadvantage to respond comprehensively. Because the definitions are set in a very broad sense to cover all aspects of a specific activity, and therefore we would be very cautious in just omitting some section of a definition, because one really will have to do some assessment of what would it mean in terms of other sections where they use where the term of sell or sale is being used. But since we're dealing with the plan improvement bill, I will ask Mr. Mashala if at this point there is a comment for now.
All right, thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Member. I think the reason why this definition was expanded was as a result of the guidance that we got when this bill was being consulted and when this bill was going through various processes here in Parliament and elsewhere. So, but as a department, we have always been of the view that we will listen to what is being suggested and take it from there. Because the initial definition we thought was fine. But then now when this thing was going through the process, we advised that we need to expand it. And then if there's a consideration that we need to look at it again, I think we will have to go back and look at it. But for now, because we are seeing, Dr. Yafta is saying, we are seeing the detail now, we will ask that we be given that space to go and relook at this if it's allowed. Thank you.
Honourable members, Honourable Mika.
Thanks, Chair. I think based on what the department is saying, that we can continue with the presentation of the mandate from different provinces, and they be allowed time to look at the proposals that are coming from the
members. That proposal is going to be a bit tricky. Eastern Cape and Western Cape are the only two provinces who rejected the bill. Free State, Gauteng, KZN, Limpopo, Mpumalanga have supported the bill with amendments. Northern Cape Northwest supported the bill with no amendments. So we find ourselves, which is why I said in the beginning, we'll take each mandate, each clause. The members will discuss with the department that clause, vote on it. That is the procedure to be followed, because each amendment has to be voted on before it can be either accepted or rejected. If it's accepted, I will note it. The law advisors, the state law advisor in collaboration with the parliamentary law advisor, will then draft up a C list of amendments coming out of this. So what we have to do is go through each mandate
and look at the, and there have to be the amendments made by the province cannot be an essay or inputs. It's got to be proper amendments like Free State has here, insert, omit, like that, because the committee cannot also interpret what the province is wanting to say. So we have to go through each mandate. And each mandate, like I read the first clause. So members engage the department. You can engage however long you wish. We have to then decide on that one and then go to the next one. And we have to do that for every, because as far as process is concerned, should we be asked later, I have to have a record of which provinces voted for and against that clause before it gets incorporated into a bill finally. Thank you.
Nyambi and Honorable Julius.
Chair. Now, I'm lost about what I'm trying to achieve. My understanding is that ASCA is creating a confusion because it was supposed to be province by province. And then we started with Eastern Cape. The mandate from the Eastern Cape is very clear. They are rejecting it. And then after dealing with Eastern Cape, once you reject, well, I might be wrong in terms of interpretation. Once you reject, there's no need to look at amendments because they're rejecting it. They're rejecting the bill in any way. Then those that are saying, go and vote in favor, but consider these issues. Then you look at these issues. And then what it's explaining is correct in terms of the procedure. But we've got a practical situation. We're starting with Free State. There are some amendments. The amendments were considering them. You can't consider and do justice to them outside the input of the department. And the department is explaining that they are at a disadvantage because they are seeing them for the first time. So do you want to subject the department to deal with this thing just for the sake of compliance or want to do injustice to the process? My take of it is that the committee want to do injustice because the accusation and the Lamosa judgment of public participation and what is coming from provinces, that we are not taking what is coming from provinces for granted. There's no way that we can have amendments coming from a province, even though it's supporting, and then we're saying we're going to vote without getting a proper context. Which brings to the part of the legal unit of parliament, because you might find that the amendment that is coming from a province has got some serious legal implications. It might be in conflict with the constitution or with some other clauses or some other acts that we have in South Africa. So that is why both parliament and the department are supposed to come in and assist. So when Honorable Ngita was saying the proposal that she presented, I understood her because there's no way that we can be able to conclude it and they were going to do the department. So if you want my proposal, I will say, if you want to seriously consider and do justice, because now ASCA has even dealt with the entire process, because ASCA has presented, even though we are still going to vote in the province, with what is the situation of the entire country, it means all the provinces. We know now that it's only two, it means seven are supporting the bill, but they've got some issues in terms of amendment. How do we balance the situation of the department and what is facing us? I will say, if it's possible, can it be possible to engage the department looking at the possibility of affording them that chance going through, and then at an appropriate time have that session, we will be doing justice and we'll go through the process and vote province to province. And in that way, it will be a fair process, and even if it can be challenged in terms of law, we won't be found wanting. So that is my submission in view of the fact of the situation of the department, so that they can assist us. Because remember, Chair, last when we went to this province, it was not us as MPs. The department was the one that was with us, assisting us to do these briefings to the province. And the province has done their consultation, and now it's back to us. If we're going to go to plenary and not doing justice to the process, we'll have unintended consequences. That's my view in submission, Chair. Thanks.
Chairperson, for once I agree with Honorable Nyambe. I think it's only fair that we afford the department an opportunity to come back and give us a proper response. But with that said, I also need to just find out for the sake of clarity when we come back tonight. It says Gauteng. It is recommended that the bill be passed subject to the following conditions. Now, I just need to understand something, because what I understand from this is that Gauteng says if these conditions are not met, they do not support the bill. Can I just read it again? Can you just give me clarity on this? It is recommended that the bill be passed subject to the following conditions or amendments. So I just need us to next time, even not now, if you can just give us an indication quickly or ask to come back, it would be fine. Because it has a very damaging or important impact on what we are trying to do in terms of the wording there. Thank you, Chair.
Right, we were dealing with Gauteng. Was there no specific clause that were mentioned?
No. Chairperson, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not going into each one. There's a proposal, and I supported it, that we stop and give the department an opportunity to come back to us clause by clause to say what's the department's view on it. And then we can come back. But I also have a serious problem with the process, Chairperson, through you, that why didn't the department get these things before him? So that they could have come, because now we're wasting unnecessary time, resources of government and all that, just to come. Maybe it wasn't possible, but if there was any possibility, why didn't the department get it before him? And the process was explained to them that, listen, you have to come up with this. You have to explain to members clause by clause and so forth. So it's again, if my take on it is right, that we are using or abusing time and resources. Thank you, Chair.
I hear your concern, but the negotiating mandate, I think it was critical that it reach this committee first before it becomes ending up in a public issue. But I agree with you, Honorable Members of the Department, who look at that. But we were still on the Free State with the few clauses before we go to Gauteng. But nonetheless, my understanding was that we moved to each and every province to conclude the process, but also having agreed that the matter will be...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm, point of order. I'm very, very confused right now. Is that a counter-proposal that you are making? Because there's a proposal on the floor. I seconded the proposal from Honorable Nyambi. Is it a counter-proposal that we continue clause by clause from each province? Because the first one said that the department is not ready clause by clause to give us an explanation or provide us with aid in the...
Thank you, Chairperson. Touching on the issue of why the mandates were not given to the department, first of all, provinces send the mandates to their permanent delegates and to myself, where I collate them, pack them for the committee. I am merely a custodian of the provincial mandate. It is not within my powers to distribute them, number one. Number two,
once the mandate gets to the committee, it is the permanent delegate's responsibility to introduce that mandate to the committee, which we are doing today. I can understand the members' proposal with regards to the department responding. So what I understood by Mr. Nyambi's proposal was that we continue. Each province introduces their mandate. We read the mandates with the proposed amendments by each province. We will then set up another meeting where the department will come back with written responses to each province's mandate, and that is when we will then vote on the matter, on each province, their proposed amendments, and we can then proceed to vote. I understand Mr. Nyambi's concern that it is it's not fair on the department to give it to them now and having them respond. So yes, the mandates have to be introduced. Process states that the mandates have to be introduced by the permanent delegate. We can then, the permanent delegate can read the mandate, read all the proposed amendments only, if there are any, and we can set a meeting where the department will come back with a written response, which I will then furnish the members prior to the meeting, because they will have to give us the responses prior to the meeting, so we are prepared to vote on the matter when next we meet.
Chairperson, I understood Honorable Nyambi's proposal to be that this committee now gives the mandate to the department to look at all the different proposals from provinces and advise us, because there will be certain provinces having probably proposals of the same nature. And if they're agreeing on certain proposals, then they bring it back to this committee, and then we are then in a better position to look at it at that stage. I think Honorable Julius supported that, and now we're going back to where we started off, that we each province with its mandate separately.
So, Honorable Member, let me just. I don't think there was any ambiguity. Maybe we can hand over to Honorable Nyambi to make it very clear. With other words, we shouldn't go any further with other provinces. Honorable Chair.
Point of order. It's like we are confusing ourselves more.
Yeah.
And you are giving Honorable Nyambi too much airtime, because I think even himself is confused.
Oh, no, we want
to. Let us. Okay.
If that is the way of greeting me, I'm greeting you, Honorable Kony. Honorable Chair, my understanding, there is no confusion.
No.
We're dealing with province by province. We can present the mandate of provinces. And then there's another leg, because the bill is with us now, and we have to have the department coming in. And if they are not ready today because of the nature of what they explain, there's nothing wrong getting to that level.
Yes.
But now, alphabetically, let's continue with the process as we're doing it.
Yes.
Chairperson,
can I just come in there, please? I'll carry on nonetheless. Can someone please explain to me why it cannot be read when we have the department ready? What rule says that it must be done now? Because we will do the same thing when the department comes back. We have to go clause by clause. If we now say, the committee or the province is in favor of it or what? But are we saying only that? Are we going with all the recommendations and the changes that they want to make? Because we'll be doing the very same thing. What I want to know, clarity, in terms of the legal aspect.
You seem to have supported the position which you are not very clear on it. See? Yeah. Now, so he clarified the position. Yeah, okay, good. Can I also clarify, the Honorable Julia, with utmost respect, what will be happening when we're meeting with the department after going through the consideration of what is coming from province? Is that instead of us starting afresh presenting the position of provinces, we'll be getting straight to the deliberations about what is coming from this province.
Yeah.
We'll be discussing, we're not going to have us getting in. The only part that we'll be doing is the voting part, because we'll be voting about what we're considering after being clarified.
Chairperson, I'm sorry for the dialogue. I seek clarity in terms of legal advice. Is there a rule or what that says we must do it now? Or is it just for the sake of doing it because of expediency or so? Can I just be clarified on that? Because my proposal is that we want the department to come back with something. Why do we need to read something that we will read in any way next time again?
This is a legally constituted committee to deal with the agenda as adopted. If you want the clarification of the legality. So allow the process now. The next province, let's finish the province that, and then the province will follow. Are we done? Yeah, we continue with Free State then.
Thank you, Chair. The second proposed amendment by the Free State province, in the definition of self, to omit.
Chair, I'm concerned in terms of the member of the Free State that's not here. That the staff member is representing on behalf of a permanent delegate. It bothers me. It means the Free State is not here, the Free State's voice is silent. That's basically what it says.
We'll go to the next province, because time will come here in the next meeting. Free State will be here. Can we go to the next province, which is... can you go to another province, which is Mkoma, Gauteng?
Chairperson, the voice of Gauteng is not here either. I didn't do this negotiating mandate. It was done by Honorable... Lambo.
Okay.
The vote of Gauteng is silent now.
Can you go to KZN?
KZN's voice is loudly heard. It's not silent. KZN supports the bill, and there is some amendments that I would hope that the department looks at and give us their opinion at our next meeting. So we support the bill.
At Limpopo.
Thank you, Chair. Limpopo also supports, is in favor of the bill, but has got a few amendments to clauses within.
Thanks, Chair.
Mpumalanga, you do have the date of the deliberation. The mandate is to vote in favor. It's exactly like Limpopo has submitted its own issues to be considered for some additions and amendments, but it's voting in favor.
Norman K.
Norman Beach.
Northwest. All right, Northwest support without any amendment. Thank you. Western Cape.
Point of order before Western Cape, I'm sorry. Yeah, there is the issue of Northern Cape. We do have a package that was given to us, so it can be correct, except that we don't have a person supposed to do the mandate of Northern Cape. There is a mandate from Northern Cape. So the record must be very clear.
On a point of order, I don't appreciate the member from Mpumalanga speaking on behalf of a Northern Cape member in my presence. I'm not here. I'm here. Honorable Nyambi.
The Northern Cape, though the honorable member here is not delegated, the document in front of us from Northern Cape is in support of the bill. But we'll take it from the odd member for what he has just alluded to. Thank you very much, honorable member.
On a point of order, on the Northern Cape issue, I said there's no mandate, and I'm saying this for the third time. Third time on record. There's no mandate.
Chairperson, can I just say that? There's no one to deliver the mandate, but the mandate is sent to us from province. It's one of seven. There's a Northern Cape negotiating mandate on the two poles. So the member, just to clarify.
Thank you, members. As far as the Free State mandate is concerned, the rules state that in the absence of a delegate from a province, the chairperson of the committee may introduce and read that mandate to the committee. What the chairperson has done, I think, is due to bad eyesight, has delegated me to read. It is not that the chairperson is bestowing the voting mandate or the powers of a permanent delegate from that province onto an official. The chairperson has the right to read the mandate of a province in the absence of a permanent delegate and special. special delegate from that province. And I think the chairperson has requested me to leave that mandate, and I think it's just due to bad eyesight. So I will continue leading the mandate as instructed by my chairperson. Thank you. The second proposed amendment.
Chairperson, sorry to interrupt, Oscar. With due respect, I also think that that information should be given to members before you do it. Because now you're saying it afterwards as if we would have guessed it.
Okay,
and it some friction now and then.
No,
just explain to us, chairperson, that listen, due to bad eyesight, I'm now giving
no.
it. So because that created the problem now. Thank you.
When we start, I made it explicitly clear that the Free State's permanent delegate is not here. I will, however, delegate the matter to the committee secretary to read that on behalf. I made it very clear. Honorable members who were here.
Thank you, Chair. The second amendment, proposed amendment, in the definition of self to omit subject B, to exchange or to otherwise dispose of to any person in any manner, the bill criminalizes the exchange of unregistered and uncertified seeds in clause 59. Third proposed amendment. It is proposed that non-commercial be defined to as a person not making or attempting to make profit from the activity contemplated in section 19, subsection 1, comma, commercial has a corresponding meaning. Proposed amendment 4. It is proposed to omit must and to substitute may in clause 19.2. The amendment would also allow the minister to exempt types of businesses from the application of sections 9, 1 or 10 without an application for exemption. Clause 5, proposed amendment 5. Clause 23.1b provides for private and non-commercial. Clause 23.1b in its current form only exempts the activity of cleaning and conditioning of propagating material from the application of the Act for private purposes, if it is done for non-commercial purposes. It is proposed that after private to omit and to substantiate or to allow private use of seeds, such as the negotiated mandate from the Free State Province.
Honorable members, can we then agree that having made all this presentation, whether as an insertion or a proposed amendment, we'll hand over to the department and then come up with a date when the department can at least look at the province by provinces, whether proposed insertion of some either words or clauses. Okay. Can you agree? Honorable members, I don't think there's an imminent necessity to engage further with the department now, as we have agreed. But we manage to allow provinces to make it. Agree? Honorable Prince?
Yes, Chairperson. No, I am full support of what you're saying.
Okay, thank you.
I'm agreeing with that.
Honorable Jambi? In her absence, let's go to the next province.
appointed special delegate in 10. Just read that, please.
Because I was the one who read the magistrate award, and the Honorable Munyambi was uncomfortable with what I was doing. So I think I tabled the mandate from the same judge.
We can then move to the second, which is Free State. On the second piece. I also delegated the secretary to read that on behalf of the chairperson.
The Free State negotiating mandate under Plant Breeders' Rights Bill, B11B 2015, reads as follows. The Free State Legislature supports the bill with proposed amendments. The proposed amendments are as follows. In the definition of sale, to omit C in subsection C, to exchange or to otherwise dispose of to any persons in any manner. The bill criminalizes the exchange of farm saved seed from protected variables. Proposed Amendment 2. It is proposed that non-commercial be defined to as a person not making or attempting to make a profit from the activity contemplated in Section 7.1. Commercial has a corresponding meaning. Proposed Amendment 3. Clause 10.1a provides for private and non-commercial. Clause 10.1a, in its current form, only exempt an act done in the respect of that variety for private purposes, provided that it is done for non-commercial purposes. It is proposed that in order to benefit emerging farmers, after private, to omit and to substitute or to allow private use of seeds, whether for commercial or non-commercial purposes. Clause 10.2 of the bill should expressly recognize the right of farmers to reuse and exchange farm-saved seed of a protected variety. It is proposed to insert after clause 10.2 Roman numeral the following. The minister shall, by notice in the Gazette and on such conditions as he or she may specify in the notice, exempt any type of business from the provision of Section 7.1 of the Act, such as the negotiating matter of the Free State Province. Yeah.
No, thanks. I think the procedure that was followed previously would be applicable. We'll not now hand over to the department. We'll go to the next province, which is Gauteng.
Chairperson, like I said previously, I didn't do the mandate. It was Honorable Mlambo doing the mandate in the province, and I don't want to just get in here. So I don't know the procedure, but nonetheless, I will read it because it's nice. The Portfolio Committee on Economic Development, Environment, Agriculture, and Rural Development supports the principle and details of the Plant Breeders' Rights Bill, Section 76 of the proposed amendments. It further states that it is recommended that the bill be passed subject to the following conditions, and that's the point where I wanted clarity on that person. Not now, maybe at the next. Yeah, various. On page 4, that I'm submitting A to H.
Gauteng did submit. The department will note that, so that when we convene in our next meeting, those areas will be at least clarified.
Can you go to KZN?
Thank you, Chair. KZN met on the 27th of October and agreed on the mandate to support the bill with some amendments that we're going to hand over to the department.
Limpopo.
Thank you, Chair. Limpopo, vote in favor, but with amendment.
Capture that. Can you go to Mpumalanga?
Thank you, Chair. Mpumalanga is in favor with some issue of definitions and some amendments and the issue of regional offices in provinces. Thank you, Chairperson.
Northern Cape?
Northern Cape opposes.
If
in terms of the rules of the National Council of Provinces, it's a point of order. If the permanent delegate from the province who is supposed to deal with the mandate of the province, but here you have a responsibility as the chairperson of the select committee to deal with the submission. And sitting here, I can see the submission that is coming from Northern Cape, so it must be on record.
Point of order, Chair. I would plead that we don't use motions when we deal with this bill. So Honorable Nyambi must stay as far away from Northern Cape as possible unless he wants to relocate to Northern Cape. I'm sitting here as a permanent delegate from Northern Cape. Thank you.
Honorable members, we are dealing with matters that are affecting the citizens of this country. Let's give it a sense of seriousness. We are here as member of the committee. Let us not play any party politics. Please, honorable members. Maybe with the power vested on me as the chairperson of the select committee, I will then allow the secretary of the committee to read the mandate of Northern Cape.
It must be noted that you are forcefully reading it after the Northern Cape permanent delegate opposed it.
What is written in the mandate is not the true reflection of what the honorable members is telling this committee. But however,
know that I will take this to another level, Chairperson.
No, you are at the liberty, of course, to do that. We are at liberty to do that. However, let's go to another province. Northwest support without any amendment. Thank you. Western Cape?
Western Cape does not support the bill. The entire content of the proposed fund bill should be revised. And I'm going to submit the whole page of why they don't support the bill.
Let me just turn over to the department.
Chairperson?
Yes, sir.
Chairperson, I think there was just a point of order. Sorry to interrupt you. The Eastern Cape. The member didn't understand that we moved to the second bill and the member said she is because she must have read the second bill. She forgot to read the second bill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There is
a
rejection part of that.
Yes.
province chairperson, the chance to be in my the Eastern Cape delegate, and to all people vote against the bill based on the following reasons. There are seven chairperson proposed amendments.
It's five. Okay. Honorable members, thank you. Let me perhaps get over to the department to say some few words. Because the department need to make a thorough preparation for, and submit that by Friday, please. So that by next week we can be able to deal with this. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you, and thank you to honorable members for your valued inputs. Chairperson, we appreciate the comments and inputs with regards to specific sections in the two bills that gives us guidance as to which areas there are concerns, and that we will respond to in the appropriate manner. We however need just your guidance in terms of those areas where the negotiating mandate from the provinces refers to other issues without specific reference to a section within the bill. Some of those issues are extremely wide and does not fall within the scope of these bills. And also the second area is where a province rejects the bill in its entirety, I guess there is no need for us to respond to that. Thank you.
From the legal department, anything?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to request with your permission that perhaps on the next meeting when we are going to be dealing with the responses from the department, maybe I just get 5 minutes to indicate in terms of the mandating procedures, Chairperson, what exactly is expected, as well as in terms of the constitution, because as we understand that parliament is a creature of statute. So everything that we need to do, we need to ensure that it falls within the scope of the legislation. Thank you, Chair.
Before that, honorable members, I think we have exhausted it and agree that indeed we will, I will then request the honorable members to remain so that we can continue with our other business of coordinating. Okay? But the department will be excused. Thank you very much. Very appreciate it. Honourable members, can we look at our minutes? Any proposal or second?
Because you need to vote next week on these polls.
Honorable Nyambi, I wanted to propose that
it won't do us any harm because we have the person from the Labour Parliament to take this opportunity and present what will be presented and if maybe it's ready to take. Because it will be good for all of us to be on the same page, and we are supposed to be doing justice to the process.
Yeah.
But if it's something that can be presented at that time, then there's no big deal. But it's very important.
Yeah. You are ready. Can we just for us?
Chairperson, I don't want to do it off the cuff because I didn't bring the mandating producer's edge with myself, and I don't want to be speaking from experience. I want to say exactly what the edge says, hence I indicated, requested on the next meeting I'll definitely take two minutes or 5 minutes of the committee's time just to make it clear how the process is expected to be done. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, can we then look at a minute? Please. So we'll work one set.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we okay. Any second? Honorable Nyambi, second. And thank you very much, honorable member. Meeting is not yet adjourned.
Just thank you, members.
Yeah, to thank you, not necessarily adjourned.
That's normally
just quickly take us through that, Joseph.
Okay, Oscar will correct me if I am off on any of the contents. We received an email from committee section after our fourth term program was adopted requesting that a summary report of committee proceedings for a specific period of time be adopted by the committee. Obviously that's going to require committee time. It's going to require the report being given to the committee to scrutinize. This must be completed before the 30th of November, which means it will have to happen within the next 3 weeks. We are happy to do the work, but I just wanted an input from the committee, whether the committee feels there's time to put this on the agenda before the 30th, or whether we should communicate back to committee section that the committee program is rather heavy and it might be a challenge. Obviously, we can't do that by ourselves. It's the committee's decision whether they want to have another report introduced in the next 3 weeks or not. So we just needed clarity how we're going to respond to committee section on the matter. Thank you.
Is there any end? That's a presentation from the content advisor. The committee has got a management team, and the issue of submitting a report is not something that is new, and there's even a template guiding how a report is drafted. So we can't subject ourselves to dealing with that. I don't think it's in order.
Okay. Members, thank you. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.
done into a judgment.